What's your favorite summer camp memory? Maybe it's canoeing on the lake or hiking with your new best friends. The Allegheny Front's Kara Holsapple finds that for kids who identify as LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer, or questioning, that kind of letting loose may not be an option. She visited one of the few summer camps where these kids find nature and each other. And she has this story.
The black is 4 points per arrow. The blue is 6 points per arrow. The red is 8 points per
arrow.
It's
overcast, windy, and threatening rain. But the archery event for Camp Olympics must go on.
Do not shoot your competitor. You lose points. It is.
Three teams of campers have been swimming, canoeing, and kayaking for the gold. Now Reagan Pierce, 16, is strategizing how to stick an arrow in the bullseye of the huge roll of hay across from her. She's playing for the Querios.
Well, I guess I shoot, to the right, so I aim to the left and down, because it always goes too high. So I'm trying to, make up for it.
8 points for Reagan.
If the Querios don't sound like your typical summer camp team name, that's because we're at camp, with a Q. It's a summer camp on Cheat Lake in West Virginia for gay and transgender kids and kids of same-sex parents. Dreams of Hope, a Pittsburgh-based performance group for LGBTQ youth and allies, runs the overnight camp. And Pierce says it's a breath of fresh air from the other camp she's attended.
The other camp I go to is they're very homophobic and very, it's sort of scary, just because you're afraid you'll slip up or something. I don't know. Here's a really nice community. I like it a lot. It's really safe.
Archery is a favorite among the 12 campers this year, says 19-year-old counselor in training Antonio Fernandez.
We make believe we're in the zombie apocalypse and Hunger Games all at the same time, but it's really a friendly competition and sportsmanship. It's so good. We cheer each other on, it, even if we miss. It's like, yeah, you made a dent in the fence. It's awesome.
Fernandez says he felt pigeonholed as a kid when it came to playing outdoors.
I did not grow up with guy friends. So I was always with the girls, and it was always, jump rope and, things that, you would assume a woman would do. And that's how I grew up. When in fact, my entire life, I've loved sports. Right now, it's I'm kind of catching up.
Camp director Brad Mumpower says this camp gives LGBTQ kids a chance to have the same summer camp experience as anyone else. And they need it. Not only are they less likely to join team sports, they have a more compelling reason to stay plugged in inside than some other kids.
If you don't live in a city where you have a gay youth group, then you may not see another queer kid. And so the only way to talk to your peers is to do it online.
I hate that arrow.
So while 14-year-old Erica Ridenour isn't exactly thrilled with the trajectory of the arrow she just shot.
Sometimes I think that people are going to make fun of me if I do something wrong. I think about that a lot, actually. I don't know why.
She's glad she's doing it at this camp, where she can enjoy being outdoors. And each of her fingernails can be painted a different color of the rainbow.
There's people like me here, so I feel a little bit better.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsapple.